As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Imagine depending on the ocean's currents to receive a text. Okay, it's not the most convenient form of communication, but imagine how cool it would be to receive a mysterious message in a bottle that traveled for years at sea. For centuries, people have been writing messages, placing them in these drift bottles, and tossing them into the sea, in the hopes that someone would find them. Throwing out messages in a bottle is a rather romantic thing to do, but believe it or not, some incredible ones have been found over the years. Let's delve into some of the most amazing messages ever found in bottles.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. A big catch is every fisherman's goal when they go out to sea, but for some Costa Rican fishermen, their big catch in May 2005 was a bottle, which inside was a message saying, "Please help us." Could a message be any clearer? The fishermen quickly alerted the authorities, and what was found later was nothing short of remarkable. The SOS message was sent by a group of 86 migrants, mostly Ecuadorian and Peruvian teenagers, who'd been abandoned by smugglers when their boat got into trouble. Their message in a bottle was found floating near Cocos Island, which is a World Heritage Site off the coast of Costa Rica. The group was said to have been trying to reach Guatemala to cross the border to Mexico. Before abandoning them, the smugglers stripped the boat of radio and communication equipment, but clearly, they didn't expect that the group would ingeniously find this unconventional communication method. Luckily, due to the fishermen finding the message, park wardens were alerted and managed to find and save the seasick migrants. Now, how serendipitous would it be if you wrote a message and sent it adrift only for it to surface near your birthplace 151 years later? In 1935, a Japanese seaweed collector came across a bottle in the village of Hiratorimura in Japan that told of an unfortunate story. In 1784, Japanese seaman Shinosuke Matsuyama and his 43 shipmates were said to be on the search for buried treasure on a Pacific island. Their treasure hunt would soon become a tragedy when they encountered a storm and became shipwrecked on a nearby island. The crew eventually died from dehydration and starvation, but before his own death, Matsuyama carved the story of their misfortune into a piece of wood from a coconut tree and slipped it into a bottle. Despite this tale being well known and the message said to be approximately 151 years old, it's not recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest message, and it seems that it has been queried whether Matsuyama was real or just a legend. It does sound a little far-fetched, to be fair, but now prepare your heart for some romantic tales. Before making a love connection was as easy as swiping right on dating apps, some people tried to generate some current using the ocean. On the 23rd of August, 1946, a note washed ashore in County Kerry, Ireland, to be discovered by milkmaid Breda O'Sullivan. A note so desperate that it compelled her to respond. The note was from American soldier Frank Hayestek, written on Christmas Day in 1945. He was aboard a Liberty ship bringing the servicemen and women home from World War II. Unfortunately, a storm prevented the ship from reaching New York on Christmas Eve, so Frank wrote his thoughts in a letter with his home address, put it in an aspirin bottle, and released it into the sea. Bretta wrote a reply, and they started a correspondence. Frank began to save money, and 6 years later visited Bretta in Ireland. His mistake, however, was giving an interview about their friendship in his hometown in Pennsylvania, and the story exploded. Even Time magazine had a feature story. The unwanted attention frustrated Bretta and ultimately squashed the chances of a romance. Frank returned home and they continued to correspond, but in 1959 it ended just as unexpectedly as it began. But such a romance isn't that far-fetched. In a similar manner, a 17-year-old Sicilian girl named Paolina discovered a love note in a bottle addressed simply to someone beautiful and far away. In 1955, Swedish sailor Ek Viking wrote this message during a sea voyage and included his address. He came home 2 years later to Paulina's response, which said, "I am not beautiful, but it seems so miraculous that this little bottle should have traveled so far and long to reach me that I must send you an answer." They began corresponding and were married with great fanfare when Paulina turned 18. Who says you can't find love at the bottom of a drift bottle? This next note comes from the most famous maritime tragedy of all time, and all it read was, "From Titanic, goodbye all, Burke of Glanmire, Cork." I wonder if Burke knew how those few words could say so much. What's more, this message was placed in a holy water bottle and surfaced a year later near the author's family home. Cousins 19-year-old Jeremiah Burke from Glanmire and 18-year-old Nora Haggerty were aboard the ill-fated ship when the tragedy occurred on the 15th of April in 1912. Jeremiah's mother had given him the bottle of holy water before the ship set sail. As the ship sank, Jeremiah wrote the note and placed it in the bottle. Sadly, the cousins died, but Jeremiah's message survived. After keeping the note in the Burke family for almost a century, it was donated to the Cobb Heritage Center, where it forms part of the Titanic exhibition. This next heartfelt message read, "Dear wife, I am writing this note on this boat and dropping it into the sea just to see if it'll reach you. If it does, sign this envelope on the right-hand bottom corner where it says receipt. Put the date and hour of receipt and your name where it says signature and look after it well. Ta-ta, sweet, for the present, your hubby." The words were written in September of 1914 during World War I, but unfortunately would never be read by the person it was intended for. When fisherman Steve Gowan discovered the message sealed in a ginger beer bottle in the River Thames 85 years later, he followed the instructions in the accompanying cover letter. The message was written by Private Thomas Hughes for his wife, but Steve was still able to deliver it to his 86-year-old daughter in New Zealand, who was just 1 year old when he died. I'm always looking after your online safety, and here's a very valuable tip for you. Data breaches worldwide are rising yearly, and the number of victims has gone up nearly 41.5% from 2021. Hundreds of databases hold your personal info, like your names, home address, social security number, and all of this could fall into the hands of criminals. Basically, your personal information is being sold or published online without you even knowing about it. The good news is that you have the right to protect your privacy and request that data brokers delete the information they hold about you. The bad news is that it would take you years to do it manually. Incogni puts an end to this problem by conducting automated removal requests on your behalf. Ever since subscribing to Incogni, I no longer receive cold calls and I feel much safer online. Check out incogni.com/beamazed and be safe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now let's talk about world records for the oldest message in a bottle. In August of 2015, retired post office worker Marianne Winkler discovered a mysterious bottle on the shores of an island on the German North Sea. The bottle, which floated for approximately 108 years, was actually one of more than 1,000 identical bottles tossed into the ocean by George Parker Bitter III between 1904 and 1906. Inside each bottle were instructions to break the bottle and a request to return the enclosed postcard to the Marine Biological Association in an effort to study ocean currents. Not as romantic or heartrending as our previous items in the podcast, but still an astonishing feat since it was actually the previous Guinness World Book of Records holder for the oldest message in a bottle. This would not be the only time this method was used to study local ocean currents. In 1914, Captain C. Hunter Brown, a scientist at the Glasgow School of Navigation, set 1,890 bottles adrift to find out the direction of the deep currents in the North Sea. A Scottish skipper, Andre Leeper, discovered one of the bottles in August 2012, and this 98-year-old science experiment was also a previous Guinness Book of World Records holder. As for the current world record holder, it was January 2018, and while taking a walk on a remote beach in West Australia, Tanya Illman found a unique bottle. She thought it would look nice on her bookshelf and almost discarded the note inside, which her family thought was a rolled-up cigarette. They instead took the fragile item home and put it in the oven for 5 minutes to dry it. When they unrolled the note, they saw faint handwriting dated 12 June, 1886, and the name of a ship. Paula. It also had a printed message that requested the reader to contact the German consulate if the note was found. It also contained coordinates, ship and captain details, and the departure and arrival port. Experts from the Western Australian Museum confirmed the authenticity of the note. During a trip from Cardiff, Wales to Indonesia, thousands of bottles were thrown overboard the Paula as part of an experiment by the German Naval Observatory. But only 662 messages have been returned with no bottles. It has since been declared in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest message found in a bottle. Mrs. Ellman called the find the most remarkable event in her life, given that it hadn't been touched for 132 years and was still in perfect condition. Was it science or a miracle? Next up, while taking a look around the post office bay on Floriana Island in the Galapagos in 2018, student Grant Peters noticed a bottle partially buried in a sand dune. Inside was a rolled-up scroll which read, "Hugh Craggs, Yacht St. George, RTYC. Will any finder please enclose message bearing date, name of finder, of ship, destination, do a rebury and send a postcard to Hugh Craggs, 50 Ruskin Avenue, Manor Park, London, E12. It was dated to the 1st of August, 1924, and Grant was so intrigued by the message he asked for help on a Reddit discussion forum. What he learned was that Craggs longed for a more thrilling life and that he did have the life of adventure he was seeking. From incredible voyages to searches for pirate treasure and encountering wild animals and savages, and how he longed to find the elusive 300 million pound Lima treasure. An entire tale of adventure from a message in a bottle. Now, on December 6, 2012, a few weeks after Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc on the East Coast, a bottle was discovered amongst the debris. The message inside read, "Be excellent to yourself, dude," with a phone number and had "From Bill and Ted" written on the back. The finder, Garrett Rivers, decided to call the number and spoke to Mimi Ferry, the mother of the author. Mimi tragically lost her daughter in 2010 when she died from a fall off of a cliff in Switzerland. Sydney Ferry was just 18 years old when she went on a picnic with her friends in an area where there weren't many barriers, and she fell 1,500 feet. It was very difficult for Mimi, as Sydney was her only child and she was a single mom, but it seemed as though Sydney was trying to encourage her from beyond. When Sydney was 10, she put a message in a ginger ale bottle and threw it in the sea when they were in Long Island, New York. The advice was taken from the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and it really was an excellent way to celebrate her memory. Similarly, in 2002, Supeito discovered a bottle with a heartbreaking message in French and sent it to her friend Karen Liebreich to translate. A few weeks earlier, a French mother who had lost her son Maurice when he was 13 years old was crossing the English Channel in a ferry. She sent some items of children's clothing, some lilies, and a teardrop-shaped bottle with a letter to him into the sea. Liebreich was so moved by the story that she eventually published a book called The Letter in the Bottle, detailing the discovery and her search for the author. Eventually, the mother, who remains unnamed, contacted Liebreich and met her in France. Let's conclude our journey through messages and bottles with another touching story. Willie Tang was one of the first persons who came across a lovely but memorable bottle while fishing in California. It contained the following message. My name is Mel, and I have three beautiful kids and a beautiful wife of almost 54 years when I passed. I love the ocean, deep sea fishing, abalone hunting with my two sons, and visiting the tide pools with the whole family. Today, my family is laying me to rest in a place that I love, the ocean. So this starts my journey. If you find this message in a bottle, please go to my Facebook page, post a pic of yourself and where you found me, and send me back on my journey. Thanks and God bless, Mel's family. When Melvin Stanley died in April 2014 at age 77, his family decided to honor his memory by not just spreading his ashes in the Pacific Ocean, but also releasing a message in a bottle for him off Moss Beach in August 2014. Melvin's family thought that in addition to sharing his legacy, it would also feel like he never quite left them, and his soul would forever rest in a place he loved, the ocean. One Reddit user found the bottle and the message inside and decided the best way to honor Melvin's wish was to release the bottle back on its journey after documenting the find online. You see, these are actually much more common than you think. Make sure that you keep your eyes peeled the next time you visit the beach. Or decide to perhaps send out a message of your own, make sure you cork the top nice and tight. And it goes without saying, if you do send your message to the seas, use environmentally friendly bottles that won't endanger marine life. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.